High school basketball is on Giant FM. Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball. Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment. Now let's go courtside for high school basketball on Giant FM Sports.
The Hoosier Heritage Conference boys schedule tips off with a number of games this evening, including our broadcast feature from the Fieldhouse in Newcastle, where the Trojans welcome in the Shelbyville Golden Bears. Good evening. I'm Johnny McCurry, and this is our Shelby Materials pregame report. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. Both teams have aspirations of finishing in the upper half of the conference, maybe even challenging for a conference championship. But Jason Parker, first and foremost, the injury bug is a major player in this game. And for Newcastle, starting center Mason Gillis.
Yeah, Purdue commit Mason Gillis will miss maybe the entire season. He hopes to get back towards the end of the year, but he is out. He's missed all season so far, and that leaves all the scoring, for the most part, up to Luke Bumbalo. And if you're wanting to leave scoring up to one person, he's not a bad guy to have, but missing Mason Gillis is huge for this team.
For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, this week in practice, there was initial concern of an ACL injury for starting guard Josh Williams. It's not that bad. He'll have a brace. He will play.
Yeah, we'll see how much it slows him down, and if he's a little tentative. A bruised knee can be pretty sensitive and pretty tough to play on, but we'll see how Williams does tonight. Obviously a key for Shelbyville.
Shelbyville has not had a great history against Newcastle. They've lost all four meetings since the Trojans came into the conference, and before that you had to go back to the 99-2000 season to find the last time they played. Out of the last 10 meetings, Newcastle, they've won nine of those by 10 or more points.
Yeah, dominating in the series. Tonight, though, I think a different feel. Shelbyville has an opportunity to break that streak and get in the win column here in Newcastle.
Coming up, we hear from the head coaches, Ryan Mack for the Golden Bears and Daniel Cox, the head coach at Newcastle. You're listening to High School Basketball Giant FM.
The Shredded Tenderloin Sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports opening up the HHC action for the Shelbyville Golden Bears on the road at Newcastle. And we're joined by head coach Ryan Mack. Coach's conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville. Okay, before the game, before how you played the last game, a little bit of a scare this week, but I think things are going to work out okay.
Yes, on Monday in practice, Josh Williams came down the court like he normally does, full speed, and made his dribble hesitation move, and his knee gave out from underneath him. Actually, I think it was Tuesday it happened. I'm losing my mind. And so I did some functionality tests with him yesterday in the training room and thought he needed to go and get checked out at Renovo. Thursday morning, thought it was probably his ACL, but when Dr. Jaeger was in the room, tested him out, doesn't feel like an ACL, just probably his knee popped out of place and scraped some cartilage and caused a lot of fluid on his knee. And when I was in that room, I felt like way even more nervous than when my twins were being born, because it was a lot of the season riding on him being healthy. So he luckily will be able to play tonight with a big brace on. So it'll definitely limit his movement, but hopefully in a week to 2 weeks he'll be back to 100%.
And it was that kind of stop-and-go quickness that allowed you to beat Connersville last time out.
Yes, it was the exact same move, just from a different area on the court. Just a little hesitation dribble, and he rose up, and his left knee just locked out from underneath him. And it did look very weird, but it looked like a hyperextension to me. So I'm glad that he's able to play, because it caused a sleepless Wednesday night for me.
It was quite a weekend last weekend. The lead at Columbus goes away. You lose in overtime. And then here we go, overtime again the very next night. But this time you pull it out.
Yes. Just very happy to get that victory on Saturday night for the guys. It was really big mentally to be 3-1 instead of being 2-2. It's a big mental difference. And especially, you know, winning a game in overtime after you lost one in overtime the night before, and things were looking very grim with Zach falling out. So the guys really, you know, grouped together and found a way to get it done.
I want to talk about a guy who is probably not going to have the biggest number in a box score, maybe at any point this year. But he looks like he's just kind of rolling along with no emotion, no reaction, but very solid basketball, and that's Garrett Davis.
Garrett Davis has waited for his time, and you know, he's been he played freshman basketball, then played 2 years of junior varsity, and now he's ready to go. And I think that he's a kid that's never been afraid of the moment. So he's played varsity soccer, he's played in some big games, and he's not the type that shies away from pressure. And he hit some big free throws down the stretch of the Connersville game, and I joked with him that, you know, it was definitely made up for him throwing the ball backwards on the sideline out of bounds to the other team. But, you know, he's a kid that, he's earned everything he's gotten basketball-wise, and he's, you know, shooting 4-for-8 from 3 this season and knocking down open shots when needed, and that's what we need him to do, and he's a good defensive player and smart on that end.
At least for right now, Mason Gillis not able to play basketball for Newcastle, but as if he needed the door open for him, that just means Luke Bumbleow probably has more freedom now than he's had.
Yes, you know, he's not shooting a great percentage so far this season. He's in the upper 30s. But when you're scoring 30 points a game and all the defensive attention's on you, your percentages aren't going to be as high. But to still be averaging 30 a game is quite an accomplishment. And he's a tough player, and we need to have all five guys have eyes on him at all times tonight. And I think that Hamilton Heights did a really nice job against them in a little 1-2-2 zone in the half court. And, you know, we'll try the same tonight.
Coach Cox said he's not been that unhappy with shot selection. He goes, I just wish we'd make more of them.
They're getting good looks, and Burris and Hardwick are guys that can hit shots. And Hardwick has hit shots. He's 7-for-19 from 3, and Burris is 3-for-11. So I think that those two guys especially are guys that they need to make shots. But I'll take Blake Burris and Hardwick shots all night over Luke Bumbleow.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Johnny.
Ryan Mack with us. Coach's Conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville on Giant FM Sports.
Haven Court.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Daniel Cox is the head coach at Newcastle. He joins us, brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville, on our pregame report in the midst of a girls-boys doubleheader here from the Fieldhouse. Coach, I know you've been asked 1,000 times, but I'll ask you one more time. Can you give us an update on Mason Gillis's situation and how that plays into this current team playing on the court right now?
Yeah, Mason's doing well. He is he's rehabbing right now. He's in the gym every morning at 6 a.m. doing rehab, doing therapy, really putting a lot of time in to get back healthy. He's a really focused young man, so he's I know he'll be back before you know it. But as of right now, there's no real timetable for him to get back. The number one thing for him is just to get healthy, just to get his body right, and be ready to go for Purdue next year. But I'll tell you, as far as him off the floor, it does change the way we play and look, and where we have to operate a little bit. And I think we're kind of in the process still of trying to figure that out. A lot of these guys, and you know, we're starting four seniors. These four seniors have played alongside him for the last, you know, 10, 12 years. So it does take some getting acclimated to not have his presence on the floor. You know, each game at a time, we're trying to get a little better.
Coach, I know I read one article where post-game comment was fairly simple. It said, we've just got to hit shots. I think it was the Anderson game, and the shooting percentage maybe not where you're hoping it'll be as this season goes along.
Yeah, for us, I mean, just kind of who we are, you know, we don't have a lot of back-to-the-basket type scores. We got to find different ways to get the ball in the basket, and one of those ways is going to be have to make shots. We're not a team that, like I said, you know, score at the rim all night. We have players who can get there, get to the free throw line. But, you know, we haven't shot the ball very well these first three games. We're shooting, you know, we're shooting in the low 40% from the field, and we're shooting low 60% from the free throw line. So, you know, we're struggling on that end. And I think when you get to close games, when you're playing, you know, possession games, obviously, it will catch up to you.
If I put a bag of 20 pounds of rocks on Luke Bumbalo's back, is he still the fastest guy in most games this year?
You know, it's hard to find another kid quite as quick as the first step as Luke. He's a special talent. He's a kid that, you know, really, really makes us go. He can create his own shot, you know, just a special talent. So, you know, we rely a lot on him to do a lot of stuff for us. But like you said, he's an athlete that, you know, probably could go pick up any sport and be one of the best in the state at it.
I know you play a good schedule. Of course, we can talk about the conference, but I'll even throw in, you've got a trip over to Southport coming up against a Brownsburg team.
Yeah, so it doesn't get any easy for us. You know, we got a tough Shelbyville team, a team that's playing really well Friday night, which is all of our focus right now this week and getting ready. Then we got to turn around Saturday and get on the bus about noon and head off to Southport and play a very, very talented Brownsburg team with you know, 6'6", 6'7", a lot of highly ranked players. And so that's another challenge for us coming back. So that game was, you know, as good as last year as far as kind of a marquee game. And we want to do the best we can to play well and compete.
Tell me about the Bears team you play this evening.
Yeah, Shelbyville, I'll tell you, Coon, I wish he'd graduate by now. I mean, but this is the last year I have to deal with him. He's a guy who can really, really put the ball in the basket and creates a lot of problems on you, puts a lot of pressure on you in the defensive end. So we're going to have to continuously know where he's at all times. And the kid, you know, Williams, is really playing well, obviously, with the game winner versus Connersville. And what he's able to do and able to get to the basket, it's a lot of pressure on us right now. But then I like the Kramer kid. I like what he's been doing. I like that he's gotten a lot better from last season. And I think that all those guys have improved. And I think they're playing a lot of confidence right now, especially coming off a big win versus Connersville. So they're going to be a handful. And I think we understand that.
Daniel Cox, head coach at Newcastle. Our coaches' conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville on Giant FM Sports.
Are you a veteran or a spouse of a veteran? McKay Manor in Shelbyville offers a 5% discount to all veterans or their spouses. And McKay Manor currently has some exceptional pricing on 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. McKay Manor offers retirement living with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and over. Is McKay Manor where you want to be? To schedule a personalized tour and complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Shelby Materials with your pregame report. Tip off a few minutes away between Shelbyville and Newcastle tonight. A night where everybody in the HHC launches into boys basketball, including New Pal at Greenfield Central. Season opener for New Pal following the state championship football run. Pendleton Heights at Mount Vernon and Delta at Yorktown, rounding out the boys' conference field. on the game slots of, for this evening for the season opener. Let's take a look now at the matchups for the starting five tonight. Starters are brought to you by Maximum Results, Dream Homes found here. First for the Shelbyville Golden Bears. At one guard, six-footer, senior. Number one, Josh Williams. At a guard, 6'2", senior. Number two, Garrett Davis. At a guard, 6'4", senior. Number 15, Zach Kuhn. At a guard, 6'1", senior. Number 20, DJ Kramer. And at a forward, 6'4", junior. Number 24, Luke Asher. Shelbyville 3-1 on the season, coming off that buzzer beater by Williams to defeat Connersville in overtime. Again, the conference opener. Ryan Mack in his sixth season. Shelbyville averaging 67.8 points per game, giving up 59.8 on the defensive end. For the Trojans of Newcastle, at a guard, 6 foot senior, number three, Luke Bumbelow, and with Mason Gillis, the starting big man, out, as if Bumbelow needed it,
yeah,
the green light is all his.
Yeah, it's all his, coming in averaging 30 points per game. And it's kind of like we talked about last game again with the girls. Tabor was the big-time scorer. This is really the same situation. Bumbelow coming in way ahead of the second scorer on the team. So Bumbelow obviously will be the center of the scouting report for Shelbyville.
Starting at a guard, a 5'10 senior, number 5, Blake Burris. At a guard, 5'11", senior, number 10, Mason Hardwick. At a guard forward, 6'2", senior, number 24, Nick Greaser. And in the post at 6'5", a sophomore, number 33, Brandon Madney. Well,
Nick Greaser, the senior, the only other player in double figures, he has averaging 13. Hardwick comes in just under 10, so capable scorers. We've seen Greaser in the past. Capable scorers, but Bumbelow the main one.
Newcastle 1-2, knocked off Greenwood in the opening win of the season, 71-62. Lost to Hamilton Heights and Anderson. That Anderson game on the road, 66-57. Daniel Cox in his sixth season already as head coach here at his alma mater, Newcastle. Again, for the Golden Bears, Williams, Davis, Kuhn, Kramer, and Asher. For Newcastle, Bumbelow, Burris, Hardwick, Greaser, and Matney. And I lost my note, and I wish I still had it in front of me. That road game at Greenwood was the first time in, I think, the history of Newcastle Fieldhouse that Newcastle has not opened at home, dating back to 1959. That is part of what pushed apart this rivalry from being played every year back around the opening of the 2000s, because Newcastle wanted more home games than Shelbyville was going to allow in their annual matchup. Coming up, tip-off, Shelbyville, Newcastle, next on Giant F.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer 7 great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Final moments of our Shelby Materials pregame report. Shelbyville on the road at Newcastle. Waldron girls have rallied late, beat Morristown in game one of their doubleheader.
Yeah, sounds like Lauren Thomas and Hannah Sullivan both hit some late free throws to seal that win and to bring it to a tie and then eventually put them ahead. So late free throws by Waldron, enough to beat Morristown.
Other games on the boys' docket tonight: Southwestern at home to play Trinity Lutheran. Waldron and Morristown in the second half of that doubleheader. Morristown ranked number 7 in the 1A poll, but the Jackets are coming off their first loss to Oldenburg, who's now ranked number 5.
Yeah, a sectional foe, Oldenburg, so an opportunity, a chance for Morristown to maybe bring them down a little bit, maybe an opportunity for Scott McClellan there to reset this group, and they'll definitely be ready for Oldenburg if they do run into them down the road in the sectional.
Triton Central at home playing Edinburgh this evening. We mentioned the conference matchups in the HHC, Delta and rival Yorktown, New Powell and rival Greenfield Central, Pendleton Heights and Mount Vernon, so that's about as good 3 out of 4 rivalries as you can get in Shelbyville and Newcastle with our game here. A few other games of note this evening. Eastern Hancock, non-conference game at Northeastern. Bedford North Lawrence at Columbus East. Columbus North, who gave Shelbyville its only loss at home with Franklin Central. Shelbyville, it's not been the best of times playing Newcastle over the years. They've lost all 4 conference meetings since they became members together in the HHC. Some difference makers as they play here tonight.
Well, I'm interested to see how Williams plays on that knee and how the supporting cast plays tonight for Shelbyville. For Newcastle, we'll see what they have outside of Bumbalo. I'm interested to see how maybe some young guys with some opportunities tonight, how they play without Gillis in the lineup.
It's a large brace on the left knee of Josh Williams that, considering his body weight, I'm not so sure he isn't leaning to the left right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty thick brace, more than just the average like DJ Kramer has on a protective brace, but it's definitely going to hinder him a little bit, you would think. He's running pretty good in warm-ups, moving pretty well, but at game speed, we'll see.
Newcastle, even with Bumbalo scoring 30 points per game, has not shot the ball particularly well. Ryan Mack said it will be his own defense to begin this game tonight.
Yeah, might as well be. We'll see what they can do with that and try to keep the ball from Bumbalo likes to get the ball to the rim, okay? So the zone defense, we're going to see if Shelbyville can't force him to shoot the ball.
Luke Bumbalo recognized before the game for scoring his 1,000th point in the outing against Hamilton Heights. I know some football teams who think he scored 1,000 on a Friday night over the last 2 years. Newcastle in road whites trimmed in green, Golden Bears in road black. And the tip-off controlled by Asher to Kramer. Shelbyville the first possession.
Controlled is the right word there. Asher tipped it exactly where he wanted to.
With it, Kramer on the wing. Garrett Davis left corner. Kuhn working the post area to begin the ball game. Davis, a lob to Kuhn. A catch in between 2 players. Blocked on the way up. Help ball, possession arrow, Newcastle. Different look, early post play for Zach Kuhn.
Well, Kuhn wanted it. They got it back to Davis in the corner, who lobbed it to him, but good defensive play by Newcastle to cause the jump ball.
And a 1-2-2, which Hamilton Heights used a great deal against Newcastle in their 11-point win. On the point, Bumbalo. On the left wing with a touch, high above the arc is Burris. Cross court for Hardwick. Looking for a screen, Bumbalo. Down into the corner, dribble penetration, opposite corner pass, and Shelbyville able to keep the shooters covered. Down to the baseline. Penetrating move, a lob in the corner for Bumbalo. And Shelbyville able to keep up with a quick-moving basketball. Bumbalo holding right wing. He'll elevate, shoot and score. Bumbalo on the board early, 3-0 Newcastle. Shelbyville down low. Asher got too far under, hit the bottom of the backboard. Ball stayed in play. Newcastle with possession. Bumbalo on the lefty dribble, picks it up, throws cross court into the hands of Hardwick. Coming out front for the ball is Burris. A much different looking lineup without Mason Gillis anchoring things inside. Holding out front is Burris. Flash in the high post. Back now for Burris. In the corner, Hardwick. Catch in the high post area. Nick Greaser to the rim. The bucket is good. It'll go with a foul and a trip to the line.
Yeah, Asher went for the block. Greaser was able to finish through contact and have an opportunity for 3.
Personal foul, Asher. His first, team's first. Nick Greaser at the line. 13 points per game. He has his first 3 of the contest right here. 6-0. Newcastle in front. Zach Kuhn on the left-handed dribble below the free throw line, a floater up and good with the right hand.
Vintage Zach Kuhn there. Running to his left, throws it up back to his right.
6-2, Newcastle lead. Down in the left corner. A touch there for Greaser. Ball back out high on the perimeter for Bumbleow. Ball around now for Burris. Bumbleow between the circles from 22. A three, no good. Long rebound, though, Greaser. Greaser into the corner where Hardwick touches it. He'll put it on the floor. Runner in the paint. Hardwick good for two. Three different Newcastle players have scored. They lead 8-2.
Well, Hardwick was able to get into the middle of that zone this time. Greaser was the time before. Shelbyville needs to tighten up. They're worried about the shooters.
Kuna catch and shoot three. Off the pass from Kramer. It's good from long range. First three by Kuhn. 8-5 Newcastle. And 1-2-2 again defensively by Shelbyville. Into the post, out to the wing, Burris a three.
Yep, but again, Burris wide open because Hardwick was able to get right into the middle and then kick it out as the Bears defense sucked in on him.
Bad pass by Williams on the left side, easily stolen by Hardwick. Shelbyville recovers defensively. Here's Hardwick on the perimeter, Burris to the left of the key, missed a three, rebound contested, fought for, and taken out of there by Kuhn. 11-5 Newcastle on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Here's Kuhn backing into a defender and getting held, and a personal foul. Nick Greaser on the personal. His first, team's first. Shelbyville's Davis inbounding baseline. Davis looking, still looking, getting late in the count and lobbing for Kuhn. Kuhn beyond the arc. Into the post area, Asher turns, goes back to the left hand, fall away, awkward hook off the mark, rebound by Bumbleow. Into the front court, Burris, now Bumbleow holding in front of Kuhn. Shelbyville man-to-man this trip. Kuhn has Bumbleow early. Bumbleow handing for Hardwick, and Shelbyville likes to switch. Newcastle looking for some changes in the defensive assignments, and now Hardwick underneath, nifty scoop pass into the hands of Nick Greaser, who laid it in.
Yeah, Newcastle just ran the weave out top until Shelbyville fell asleep on one handoff, and Hardwick was able to get inside the lane and dump it off to Greaser.
13-5, Newcastle in front. Greaser has the assignment on Kuhn, and Kuhn being hounded by two defenders out front and another reach in way away from the basket on Newcastle. Substitution Shelbyville. Asher will come out. Mitch End into the ball game, 5'10 sophomore. Davis inbounding sideline front court. That foul a moment ago was on Matney, his first. Newcastle second. Kuhn off the dribble, long three. And he missed it long. Rebound out of bounds. And Williams, I don't know if he had to go save it. On the opposite side of the court, he tried to toe the sideline and bring the ball back, and he stepped out of bounds. Shelbyville needs a stop. They've tried the zone. They've tried the man-to-man. And Newcastle's been effective, leading by 8. Down toward the post, Burris. Outside holding Bumbleow. Bumbleow gets a screen acquired by Davis in the switch. And now Bumbleow waving off, wanting to go one-on-one. A long three straight on. Bumbleow nets it. Timeout, Shelbyville. 16-5. Newcastle has opened up shooting very well from the field.
Yeah, Bumbleow hitting their third three-pointer in 5 attempts, and you really have to guard Bumbleow all the way out to where you can't give him a step because his range exceeds the normal three-point line. He's thrown that with his two makes tonight. But one thing I'm noticing with Shelbyville right now, they have no communication on defense. Nobody on the floor is talking. It's coming from the sideline, but none of the five players on the floor are communicating defensively. And that's where some of the mistakes are happening and Newcastle's finding holes in this defense.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball tonight being brought to you by ACRA, only the best for you. And Cagney's, something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's.
It's nice being this low. You can hear things like that. You can see the game from a different perspective from where we're used to sitting a little bit further away from the court at Garrett Gym.
Williams and Kuhn in the backcourt. Yend, Kramer, and Davis front court waiting on Williams to bring it into the half-court set. Man-to-man defense by Newcastle. Williams around the screen. The lob for Kuhn. A catch to the top of the key. Off the left-handed dribble. Passing out front for Williams. Williams will put it on the floor. Into the paint. Bobbled the basketball. Pushed from behind and fouled. And Newcastle, a lot of hand-checking fouls early.
Well, and they're calling them. So good. That's a good sign for Shelbyville. Third team foul on Newcastle.
First on Bumbleow. Inbounding Shelbyville for Kuhn. Outside with it is Kramer on the left hand and slipped as he turned into a spin, but a foul again on Newcastle.
Yep, same call on the ball handler. So far, though, Josh Williams, kind of a non-factor so far. He's missing that burst that he usually has so far.
Mason Hardwick on the foul. Under three to play first period. Newcastle leading by 11. Bumbleow guarding Williams. Floater in the paint. Will not go. Rebound off the weak side taken by Matney. Shelbyville back defensively. Up court, an open look. Nick Greaser, good for three. Nick Greaser already with 8 points. TJ Sherwood, Luke Asher making their way down to check in the ballgame. Here is Kramer. Step back off the dribble. Left it short. Rebound contested. Matney pulls it out. 19-5 Newcastle. Here is Bumbleow. 2:18 to play in the first. From the elbow over Kuhn, around and out. Davis for the rebound and the push now by Williams. Williams leaves it behind for Davis. Down toward the baseline, handing for Williams. Cross court pass again on the perimeter. Davis coming to the ball is Kramer. Davis will give it now for Kuhn on the right wing. Kuhn, lefty dribble. Down underneath, a pass, dropped, recovered by Davis, blocked on the way up, and recovered as well by Matney. Here is Bumbleow on the push. Into the corner. Hardwick for three. And the Newcastle team that has been shooting low 30s from the field is not on the court right now.
No, they've only missed three right now.
22-5 Newcastle. Williams holding on the perimeter. Kuhn trying to post. Davis will put it on the floor. He'll drive on Matney, be pushed and fouled.
Matney's done a nice job after he came in. Three rebounds already. Controlling the glass for Newcastle. Nice drive by Davis, though.
A minute 24 left in this first period.
Shelbyville can get back in this game. They've just got to withstand this great shooting run here by Newcastle and just start making some shots. And water will find its level with Newcastle's shooting. And Shelbyville just needs to keep it somewhat close here.
6'2 sophomore TJ Sherwood along with Luke Asher onto the floor, joining Kuhn and Davis and Yin. Here's Yin with it up between the circles. Over on the right wing, it's Davis. Davis directing some traffic, finding Asher at the free throw line. Spin move up and under, lost his balance, but pushed and fouled again, as that'll be team foul number six on Newcastle with a minute plus to go in the first.
One too many fakes there, I think, by Asher. He had it after the second fake, but he does draw another foul.
Second foul on Hardwick. Inbounding to Kuhn, right baseline. Into the post for Sherwood, slapped away. Recovered by Asher. Awkward lean from the left side. Somehow he splits defenders and banks it in with the right hand. Asher on the board for the first time. 22-7, Newcastle. And Shelbyville again shows us his own. 2-3 variety. Burris holding on the wing, now Bumbleow. Clock at 40. Into the post area. Bumbleow tip pass, nicely done, right down to the baseline, where number 40, Colin Blessinger, a 6'4 junior, catches and lays it in.
Good catch, good touch on that shot. Not an easy shot from that short baseline.
24-7. Kuhn doing his best Globetrotter impersonation. Nearly lost control of the ball. Recovered it on the drive. Rolls it off the back plate. No good. And Newcastle final shot opportunity with 10 seconds. Kuhn defending Bumbleow with 8.
He's going to pull up here.
With 6. Between the circles. from the center circle for three. And that brings us to the end of one. Newcastle has blitzed Shelbyville off the tip. On the BP Dock Shop scoreboard, Trojans 27, Golden Bears 7 on Giant FM Sports.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball. On Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball from Newcastle, being brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference. Luke Bumbolo, three threes. Newcastle with six, all told in the first period, leading the Golden Bears by 20.
Yeah, they've only missed two. Bumbolo missed one. Burris missed one.
Williams and Kuhn, Asher, Sherwood, and Yend on the floor offensively for Shelbyville opening the second period. Asher, Kuhn in the center circle. Nicholas Greaser on the defensive assignment, and Kuhn with kind of a half-hearted effort at a pass that Greaser slapped out of bounds. Newcastle's number four, Cole McDaniel, a 5'9 sophomore on the floor with Burris and Blessinger, Bumbolo and Greaser. Here's Asher on the perimeter holding. He'll put it on the floor, and not much movement in the Shelbyville offense as Kuhn does escape, gets the ball, misses a three, and Bumbolo out jumps Yen for the rebound. Bumbolo the push, off to Burris. Skip pass McDaniel, head fake, out front again, holding Bumbolo. Opening 35 seconds, second period, 27-7, Newcastle. Williams near steal on the sideline, and McDaniel, as he caught the ball, I thought for a moment might have stepped out of bounds, but no, it'll be Williams making contact from behind. First foul, Williams. Second on the team. Bumbolo out front, center circle, defended there by Yend out of the 1-2-2 zone. McDaniel on the right. McDaniel will give it up, run baseline. Greaser, turnaround catch in the paint, missed it. Blessinger steals the rebound, scores, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line. Blessinger at 0.7 points per game, has four and a rebound putback.
Yeah, he's come in and played well. Matney's come in and played well. And they're just flat out playing Shelbyville right now. They're shooting it well, but they're also just outplaying them.
Blessinger's free throw is good. I'm not sure of the foul. They're showing a 14. Shelbyville doesn't have one. We'll see who got the foul as we work our way through. Josh Williams, penetrating move, outside to Yen. 30-7, Newcastle. Back to the basket, Kuhn. Sherwood threw it out to Williams. He wasn't expecting the pass. It bounces off of him, and Williams on the floor able to save it. Kuhn now defended by Greaser. He'll put it on the floor, left hand, tough floater. Over a double team, does not count. In and out, but he was fouled. And Newcastle, they're getting what they want, although Kuhn can make that shot. No reason to touch him at that point.
Not with a 30-7 lead, and now Shelbyville in the bonus the rest of the second quarter.
Free throw Kuhn is good. He's got one more coming. Zach averaging 22 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. Kramer back on the floor for Shelbyville as Sherwood comes out. And Kuhn's second free throw is missed, and Asher, contesting the rebound, comes across with the left hand and picks up his second personal foul. And Ryan Mack telling him, "You've got to be smarter," as he comes off the court. Garrett Davis in for Shelbyville. Asher to the bench with two personals, with 6.5 to go in the half. And we've seen this situation for a few years now. Shelbyville, whoever gets those first two early fouls, puts the Bears in a quandary as to how the rotation's going to work.
Well, not a very deep team to begin with, so somebody here offensively, though, is going to have to step up and start scoring.
Burris driving to the rim, left it short, grabbed his own rebound, and Williams took it away from him. Williams on the push into the front court. Bobble the dribble. Went on a wild spin move. The tip up by Kuhn. No good. Loose ball on the floor. Burris to Blessinger to Bumbleow, and he'll beat the pack in for the layup. Bumbleow with 11. 32-8 Newcastle. Williams up between the circles. On the left, it's Davis. Here's Kramer driving. Jump stop. Fall away. Force shot. No. Burris on the tipped rebound. Burris on the walk into the front court. Lefty dribble, handing off for McDaniel. Bumbleow will go away from the basketball. Coming to it is Greaser. His 15-footer off the dribble is good. And another timeout taken by Ryan Mack. And this game is not only out of hand, it's getting worse. 34-8 Newcastle, 5:31 left to go in the first half. And Ryan Mack met his team on the floor. They're in the huddle about 10 feet away from the bench.
Yeah, there's just no energy defensively, offensively. Everything's forced, fading away to one side. Just an absolutely terrible start for Shelbyville. And now it's into the second quarter, so not just a bad start. It's teetering on a bad first half.
I would even give at this point, and how modest is this request, that somebody head fake and just throw your body into the first Newcastle guy that gets airborne to see if that results in anything other than a fallaway shot that barely scrapes the rim.
Newcastle has gotten a lot of fouls called, but that doesn't mean that they've actually fouled. They're playing very good defense man-to-man, making it very hard for Shelbyville to get anything going to the basket.
Here is Shelbyville front court. Davis fake left, go right, and then as he got airborne, had a body underneath him that caused him to ram that ball off the backboard while looking for his balance. He does draw the foul. He does go to the line.
Kind of a shot put type.
I think the backboard vibrated. The foul on Blessinger underneath. Two free throws, Garrett Davis, and he makes the first. Davis at 4.8 points per game, about 3.5 rebounds, better than 2 assists a contest. And his second free throw, he made them both. Third Golden Bear in the book, 34-10, Newcastle. Shelbyville defensively in man-to-man. Bumbleow holding top of the key, defended by Kuhn. He'll get by him, stop, pass to Burris in the corner. Burris a floater over Kuhn, who tried to help out defensively, and Burris connects his second field goal. He has 5. 36-10. Kramer and open Williams. Catch and shoot 3. Good. So maybe, a couple of trips, small sample size, but some continuity on offense. Now can Shelbyville get a stop? Down by 23. On the dribble around the top, number 20, William Greaser, the 6'1 sophomore guard, into the ballgame with Burris and McDaniel out front. Here's Bumbleow to the basketball, tracked by Kuhn. Bumbleow off the lefty dribble, right-hand jump shot, no good. Rebound Mitch in. Shelbyville a chance to get a little bit closer with a bucket. Williams, crossover, airborne, jumper around and out, did everything but go through the net. Rebounded by Bumbleow. 4:15 to play first half. 36-13 Newcastle. Blessinger a screen. Bumbleow waves it off. He'll pass on the right wing for Burris. Burris defended by Williams. Kramer on the jump out. Burris picks up the dribble and finds Blessinger. Now McDaniel. McDaniel backs away from Yind on the dribble. Throws it midcourt. Bumbleow on the lefty dribble. Screen from Blessinger. Nothing develops except the switch. And now Davis has Bumbleow on the man-to-man. Bumbleow, the crossover, the fall away from 3, it's good. The 4th 3 of the game, 14 points for Bumbleow.
He's so dangerous on the drive that you've got to give him a little bit there, and then he just rises up and puts a dagger on you.
Kramer a catch and shoot 3, short. Rebound Burris, he falls down to the backcourt, maintained possession, got it off into the hands of Bumbleow. Bumbleow stop and go, into the paint, fall away from the defender, got the bounce. Luke Bumbleow just making it look extremely easy as Shelbyville, with an unforced error, throws it out of bounds in the backcourt. Substitution, Blessinger out, number 22, Wes Chamberlain, a 6-foot senior guard in for Newcastle. And we have seen everybody for Newcastle play except for Nolan Beam, number 44. Here is McDaniel. On the dribble, backing his way in, Will Greaser. Now Bumbleo to the right hand. He'll shovel it over to Chamberlain. In the paint, outside now to Burris. And a call off the basketball. A push offensive foul by Cole McDaniel. No free throws involved. Shelbyville ball with 2:53 to go in the half. Williams on the jog into the front court. Man-to-man Newcastle. Kramer with it. Coming to it is Kuhn. Kuhn in the corner. Williams, his three, short. Kuhn the rebound and fouled from behind on the catch of the rebound. One in bonus coming for Zach Kuhn. The foul on Will Greaser. And it's the 10th team foul. It's the double bonus for Kuhn. Free throw short. Kuhn with 6 points. 1 of 3 at the line. In and out on the second free throw. Taken away by Burris and an empty Shelbyville trip. McDaniel runs the point. Defended by Yen. Bumbleo left wing. Off the dribble, three again. Wow. Luke Bumbleo. If you were amazed by him scoring 6 on the football field, his 3 in the basketball court's pretty impressive. 44-13 traveling Josh Williams in the front court. It's at this point, with halftime looming, that you're beginning to wonder what is salvageable from this.
Not letting Bumbleo set the school record might be the only thing.
Here is Bumbleo into the paint. Zooms a pass in the corner. Wes Chamberlain misses on a three. Davis the rebound. Williams on the push front court. Backs his way in down to the elbow. Finds Garrett Davis. Davis will take on Chamberlain. Now hand off to Yen. Here is Kramer. Perimeter. Back to the basket baseline. Kuhn. Kramer a three, no. Davis tipped the rebound out of bounds. 1:32 left.
7 of 10 from the field for Bumbleo.
He'll walk it up in no particular hurry with his team up by 31. Screen, Kramer steps out above it. Now Kramer on Bumbleo. Bumbleo again. Good again. And this is looking a bit like what the Newcastle girls have done in recent years from three against the Shelbyville girls with double-digit triples. It's headed that direction for Bumbleo. And we have a travel call on Garrett Davis. Kramer will sit. Brock Pittman, the 5'8 sophomore, replaces him. 47-13 Newcastle. And as high as Shelbyville felt after finally beating Connersville last weekend is how low it's gone here in the opening 16 minutes. Bumbleo for McDaniel. Back over to Bumbleo. Catch and shoot. High arcing three. Good again. And that was a set play, 25 feet from the basket for a shot.
He's in his zone right now. He knows it.
Kuhn with an answer. No from straight on. Burris the rebound. 50-13, and here comes Bumbleo again. 20 seconds. They gave him a ball for his 1,000th point of his career. I'm not sure what they're going to give him at halftime for this.
With Sam Offord in the building.
That too. Center circle Bumbleo with 7. Pass in the corner, Burris. Shot contested, missed, and Davis fouled him from the side. 2 free throws coming. First foul, Davis. Burris at the line. Burris just under 7 points per game. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Free throw falls in. 6 points for Burris first half. Trying to get to his season average. He does. Shelbyville a couple seconds to come length of the court with Davis. Midcourt, online, just off the right side. And we have reached the end of one half of play, where Newcastle has quadrupled the Shelbyville Golden Bears on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. 52-13 Newcastle. Coming up, our halftime brought to you by Acra Automotive on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.